let's have a little science lesson, okay? Did you know that within your body, and all over your skin, and all over your tongue, and all over every single part of your body, there's bacteria living all over your body? You say, oh, that's gross. Ugh. Hey, it's the truth. I mean, if you know science, you know that's true. You have bacteria living inside your stomach. You have bacteria living inside of all your organs. Millions and billions of microorganisms living inside your body. Who knows what I'm talking about? Put up your hand if you understand what I'm saying. And so you have all this bacteria living in your body. Sometimes, you know, you take antibiotics when you're ill, and it kills off the bacteria, the bad bacteria. But then sometimes it kills off the good bacteria. So you eat yogurt because it's got those live active cultures and the lactobacillus and all that different cultures to get some of the good bacteria back in your body. We have all kinds of bacteria living in your body. You know, there are all kinds of germs living in your body. Germs that you're immune to. You're immune to them because your body has developed an immunity to those particular germs. Maybe they came from your parents or wherever. But we all have germs living inside of us. Have you ever heard of somebody being a carrier of something, even though they're not particularly ill, but they're maybe carrying an illness? Like, for example, a cold. They don't get the cold because they're immune to it, but they're still carrying those germs. Well, let me explain something to you. All that bacteria is fine and dandy. It's a certain balance that God has done. But when you go and you exchange bacteria with like 100 people, with 10 people, with 5 people, with 20 people, that's disgusting. And that's what fornication, that's why God calls it in Revelation chapter 17, the filthiness of her fornication. It's very dirty. It's very unsanitary to do that. Now, you get married to your wife, the two shall be one flesh, okay? Maybe people who, their spouse dies and they marry someone, okay, you know, a few people in your whole lifespan. But to sit there and be like these students down at ASU and in the colleges of America, going from one person to another is disgusting and vile, and it will make your body unclean and sick, period. Forget the STDs. It's just unsanitary in general. God didn't design it this way, my friend. God designed you to be clean and pure and holy with your life. It's dirty, and God says, be clean. The servants that bear the vest of the Lord ought to be clean, the Bible says.